The Man Who Escaped, Episode 20. Masters has come to Kate's flat. He has just looked at Coke carefully and realized who he is. He has pulled out an automatic pistol.
When Masters pulled out the automatic, Kate was standing between him and Coke. She could see that he was almost hysterical and was probably going to shoot.
"It's you, Coke!"
he burst out and came nearer. Kate was standing in his way now, and he put out a hand to push her away. Coke could hardly believe his eyes. One moment, Masters was pointing a pistol at him, and the next, he was lying on the floor, gasping for breath. Kate had thrown him over her shoulder.
"I once played a policewoman in a film, and I had to learn some judo,"
she said rather casually, and looked down at Masters. Coke did not simply stare in surprise, he gaped at her. Then he picked up the automatic that Masters had dropped and gaped again. Masters groaned. He too could hardly believe what had happened. It all seemed incredible. He shook his head. He decided that it was probably all a nightmare, a horrible dream. He was sure that he was going to wake up at any moment safe in his own bed. He blinked his eyes several times, hoping that Kate and Coke were somehow going to disappear. He blinked again, but when he opened his eyes, they were still there.
"Now that you're here, perhaps you wouldn't mind answering some questions,"
Coke said. Masters groaned again.
"Questions? What questions?"
he mumbled. He was still in a daze.
"I want you to tell me everything that happened that evening you sent me to Epping Forest,"
Coke said in a low voice. Masters now realized that it was not a dream. For a moment, he thought he was going to be sick.
"I don't know what you're talking about,"
Masters answered.
"I think you do,"
Coke said.
"You can't make me tell you anything."
Masters waited to see what Coke was going to do next. He could not take his eyes off the automatic in Coke's hands.
"I'll give you 5 seconds to begin answering my questions. Then I'll shoot,"
was all Coke said.
"You couldn't shoot me like that, in cold blood."
"Couldn't I?"
Coke answered, and pulled back the safety catch. The pistol was now ready to fire. Then he began counting.